Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, 902-1OMGers, we are back for another episode of your favorite podcast.
Lucky you.
Oh,
not so lucky us. Did we like this episode, guys?
It was weird.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was how I felt about it. And not like a good 90210 weird, like a just weird.
I don't know. It had its moments. They all have their moments.
Yeah. They always do.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about season 5, episode 26, A Song for My Mama. No, that's not what it was called. A Song for Your Mother. No, that's not what it's called. A Song for My Mother. Aired April 5th, 1995.
Third time's the charm. Synopsis, Donna travels to Portland to visit Ray and David tags along to visit his mom. But their quick trip to Oregon turns into despair when David discovers the truth about his mom who has gone missing. And Donna discovers a violent side of Ray Pruitt with one T. Meanwhile, in L.A., Dylan gets hypnotized and Valerie gets inked.
Directed by Chip Chalmers, the old chipster. Chippy, chippy, chippy. And written by Max Eisenberg.
Of our regulars, we had three. That was what was just so weird.
Really? Yes.
Four.
Donna, David, Val,
Donna, David, Dylan. I mean, I don't count Val or Ray. Like,
oh, you don't?
You have to count Val now.
They're regulars now.
Yeah. But they're not like my old crew.
They're not
so
OGs.
So it's like we had three OGs.
It was a little odd in that respect. Maybe your old double up theory again.
Yeah.
You're going with that. See? Double ups.
Wait, no one's ever verified if that's the truth.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
I don't know but how to find it.
I don't remember it being like that in Double Ups. I remember everybody being just as involved in each episode, but we just had to do twice as much work. Like we were going back and forth.
Yeah, but they did try to minimize the storylines if they could.
I see. Yes, you're right.
I really think so.
I don't know. This episode was very, you know, I was like, look who gets to go to Portland. Oh, not me again.
Or not me. No.
Wait, you weren't in Portland?
The nope. Airport seemed real.
Nope.
Where was the airport? LAX? Burbank?
I didn't go anywhere, you guys. This was not fun.
Oh, okay.
I had to put on a coat and pretend it was cold. It was right outside our stage. Come on.
I like that coat, by the way, that long Same. Coat.
Yeah. Are we going to go through it or should I throw my Mel flag on the play now?
Not yet, Amy, okay. My friend. No. We have trivia.
Oh, good.
Oh. Well, the first one we already answered. This episode only features Dylan, Valerie, Donna, and David. So, Amy, you're the big winner. For the first time ever in the series, Jason Priestley does not appear.
Yeah.
No twins
it
at all?
Weird.
One episode with no twins. Wow.
No Walshes whatsoever.
It was weird.
Yeah. You want to give him the next trivia?
Oh, sure. It was the first appearance of David's mother, Sheila Silver, played by Caroline Lagerfeld. Is that right?
Yeah, she's pretty recognizable. Like, even in her, like, later years. Like,
if you look her up. She was in Gossip Girl as Cece Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right.
And also, Malibu experienced mudslides in 1994. And this is what Dylan and his hypnotherapist were talking about. I don't know if you noticed, but that drive up the hill, you saw all the burnout lots, remember?
Yeah,
so the mudslides,
her house made it. Yeah,
from the fire. Mm-hmm.
That all was boring.
I was more excited to see the burnout spots in Malibu.
Like that was not
like who thought that storyline was going to be like, ooh, this is a doozy. Nope.
Well, I think it might get more interesting. We'll see. But
because we're going to remember, the Old West.
I do. Do you guys remember driving up to Malibu when it looked like that?
Yeah.
Our hairstylist, I shall refrain from using names, but he and his husband bought a burnout lot.
Wow.
On that very hill in Malibu for a fraction of the price you could buy it. And they built this beautiful house and they've lived there ever since.
But didn't it happen again? Remember,
it keeps happening there.
Not that long ago, right? It's
really?
Like,
oy. Different areas. Seems like every couple of years.
Yeah.
It's a risky place to live, but oh my God.
Why don't buy a Montecito mansion too? Because I worry. That's the only reason I'm not buying.
Amy, I wish you would buy a Montecito mansion so we could all come to it. You wouldn't get rid of us. Okay, let's go through it.
Okay.
We start in the airport in Portland. She's shaking.
Ray's with the flowers.
Ray is there. Oh, so sweet. He comes to meet Donna at the airport. And then surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Donna's ex-boyfiend is there.
two for the price of one, a BOGO.
I mean, what a position they are putting Donna in, right?
I mean, why is Ray so upset about David being there? I don't
remember
him being
this. Because that's your ex-boyfriend.
Well, and
but I don't remember them being so like.
They had a confrontation. They had that recent confrontation.
Yeah, and he's pissed off that he was there for the fire. No, oops, wrong character. He's pissed off that he was there for the bad guy break-in, and Ray wasn't. So he's
imagine
a little butthurt.
He just kept going.
It.
Like, he was bummed that he rescued me from the fire. We're like, no.
Listen, Linda. Happen. Okay. That was really exciting.
Yes, and then we go know to what the, he should have done? He should have said, David, I haven't seen you in person. Thank you for rescuing
saving my
girlfriend. No, he's still mad because of that confrontation over the record lady.
Oh,
remember?
That's what he's mad
why.
About. Okay.
Oh, he doesn't loads even know about Valerie yet.
Oof. Right. Okay.
So rough. And Ray is
Oh my God. Valerie's not out of the bag yet?
No.
The whole Valerie, Ray, I called it Rallery.
Rallery.
That's a good name for
that. Rallery's going to go down.
Yep. I'm here for it. Okay. The tattoo parlor, where for some reason, Dylan is there with his girlfriend, Valerie, because she wants to get a tattoo, but he thinks it's a bad idea.
I mean,
he's not into tattoos, but he is into hypnotherapy.
It just was like, who cares? And why is he always like her boyfriend, but then he's not her boyfriend? It's like very befuddling. But
he says, right. He says the worst things to her ever.
Ever.
Like, there's one point in the script where he says, where she's saying he doth protest too much and or something like that. And Dylan says he doth, meaning I don't want you. And then he says, but since you're here.
Right. And then they're just so giggly, goggly, falling out of the, right, falling out of the bed, all giggly, googly. It's just so ridiculous.
It's grody, but they're cute together. I've decided it's true.
Yeah.
I'm into it now.
Glad you came to your senses.
Yeah. Thanks. It's because of you. You really, really shine a light on that for me and made me look at it in a different perspective. So thanks.
I'm always here to help.
But Dylan says that he's going to, yeah, that's where Dylan says he's going to go get the hypnotherapy. Wait, I have a question.
Yep.
Dylan. Luke had no tattoos. Dylan had no tattoos. Mm-hmm. Valerie, Tiffany had tattoos. Mm-hmm.
Did she have that tattoo they show?
Is the daisy that she ends up getting, is that her real tattoo? I've forgotten.
I believe it is.
Yeah, right? It looks familiar.
Yeah, because why would they, why wouldn't they do
it was
that?
A daisy, yes.
Anywho, we're going to go back to Portland now.
Okay.
David shows up to an office building looking for his mummy at her old job, but her former boss has no idea where she is. So that's red flag number one.
Oh, I knew things were bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Donna? No, Donna's not with him yet.
She's with Ray. They're kissing for like hours.
They're doing it right now.
Well, they're not doing it because she doesn't.
Right. Whoa.
They're just kissing.
Donna doesn't do that.
Gets boys hot and heavy and worked up and
walks away.
Yep.
David goes to an apartment building where the manager says that she skipped out on the rent. He tells David she's a deadbeat and has been gone for 2 months and owes her, what was it, $2,000?
Yeah.
Very affordable.
$1,000 a month he's losing on this chick, lady.
And the alimony checks have not even been cashed.
I wonder how much they are, though.
The alimony
took me a minute because I got super confused. I was like, why is she getting alimony if David? Oh, wait, what? No, that's different.
Right.
She's getting alimony's what you get when
Mel made a pretty penny. He is not poor.
No,
he's they were together. Right. For I thought a long the same time. Thing,
Jen. So you're right. It's not child support, it's alimony because they've been married over 10 different years. Things. So you get different that for things. How long? Rest of your life? Oh,
it's true. Yeah. I never got any of those things, so I don't really know the difference.
It's true.
Okay. Hypnotherapist, house in Malibu.
Yep.
Your most exciting storyline. It's boring. I like this lady. What's wrong with
you guys? I like her. Remember, she's the friend of what's his doozy. No. They bumped into at the peach pit.
Who?
Oh. Remember they bumped into her at the party at the peach pit? I'm getting that right? She was the therapist. Mm. She's the screenwriter's pal.
Oh, she's Molly Campbell. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, it's his friend?
Exactly.
Charlie's friend, Dr. Molly Campbell.
Okay.
Played by Jane Daly. I thought she was charming and cute and beautiful, and I would have loved to hang out with her, but
I'm into therapy. I'm nervous about hypnotherapy, but...
Right.
So, wait, just correct me. Hypnotherapy is where they put you under completely, right?
Kind of like, remember, it's so like, back like, in the day. It was like, it's that watch this.
Follow the whatever.
I think I tried it once for flying and I was like, nope, still awake. Yeah, did it nope, not work. Right here
didn't
with
work.
You.
It didn't work. Have you ever, you've never tried hypnotherapy? Amy?
One time when I was a little kid, I had to get a surgery and they like didn't have to fully put me under, but they hypnotized me and it totally worked. They were like,
they hypnotized you for surgery?
Yeah, like it was, I had to get something removed from my face. And so I think it was just like a local anesthetic and they maybe gave me like a, you know, like a little calm you down pill. I mean, I was little, I was like 10, maybe 11.
So but then they told me to hypnotize instead of drugs to go.
Yeah, they so they under. Hypnotized me a little pissed. Bit, told me to pretend I was watching my favorite TV show, which mm-hmm. was Wonder Woman at the time.
Oh, okay. And did they count back from 10?
I don't know, but I no, think it worked.
You were out.
Yeah.
Or that or the drugs
more
they
that
gave you.
Little sipper of something that relaxed.
Yeah, did it. Because it wasn't like I was under anesthesia. It was just like a little, who knows? But I mean, yes, watching Wonder Woman was chill.
I got hypnotized once when I was on Dancing with the Stars because I had such terrifying stage fright.
No way.
That I literally was having my Cindy Brady moment every time I went out there. Yeah. They said, and dancing the cha-cha, Jenny Garth and her partner, Derek Huff. I have goosebumps of terror right now.
Oh my God. Did the hypnotizing work?
I guess so. Yeah, I think so. It was weird. But you know the weirdest part?
What?
The girl's dad, aka my ex, is a hypnotherapist now.
Wait, Peter? go back. You said AKA your ex. Wait, I'm confused.
Peter. Hypnotherapist?
He is a licensed hypnotherapist.
What are you talking
now.
About? Get out of here.
I'm not lying, you guys. You can go to
home.
Him.
Oh, you
I
are
don't think
home.
He has like a, he doesn't about? Have like a practice or anything. He doesn't
wanted
like
to learn it.
Put it on the internet. Come get hypnotized
Shut
by
the
me. But.
Up. What are you doing right now?
He's really into hypnotherapy.
Is there a reason you have never told me that Peter is a hypnotherapist?
No, I kind of forgot about it. And then I don't know why I just remembered. But yeah,
that
this is
a
new thing.
Bit of training.
I know.
Did he do really it for training to play the part of the cult leader?
No, this was after that, I think. I don't know. He's the one that took me to get hypnotized when I was on Dancing with the Stars.
Wait,
so
Peter took you to get hypnotized?
Yes.
That was nice of him.
Lady.
That was kind.
Not
that was
a very
kind.
Nice lady. But it was like this weird like apartment upstairs in Toluca Lake and left me in this woman's house. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
Oh, wait, but you guys were still together when you were on Dancing with the Stars. Okay, now it's making more sense. Yeah. I was like, that was
that
nice
really
of an ex
would have
to
been
do.
Weird.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, he would hypnotize me today if I asked him to. But I'd be afraid what he would.
Whoa.
What in the world?
Ooh, let's do it with him. He can do me and then you could observe to see if it's okay. And then he'll do you and I'll watch it and make sure
legit.
He does it.
That's pretty
Wait,
cool.
Wait, do you guys remember that episode of Laverne and Shirley? Please say you do. Please say you do.
She gets hypnotized.
We keep going.
When they're, I think they're stuck inside that like glass set where they're at the mall or in a storefront or something. And you can see them all the time. It's like an experiment, like a social experiment.
Yeah.
And you can see everything. Like they live in the public's eye. Like the whole house is glass.
It's like
and
our
then
lives.
They got hypnotized. I don't even know how these two storylines connected. But every time she would hear a ding, a bell go off, she would start clucking like a chicken.
I do remember. I knew there was a chicken involved. I do remember that. Laverne or Shirley?
Laverne. I think it was Laverne.
You're making me laugh so hard today.
It was such a, like, I think that's my favorite episode, Laverne and Shirley. But.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's reenact that
fun
with
today
Peter Facinelli.
Oh, I would love for someone to hypnotize me that every time a bell rings, I cluck like a chicken. That would be so fun. That'd be like a great party trick.
Yeah. Okay.
Where were we?
Oh, that's the most fun
that
I've had with this episode
so far. That was
sort
of a 70s thing. And that and Quicksand. Those were really prominent.
When you get stuck in
quicksand.
Oh, yes.
In
like on Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh. Quicksand. And then there was always somebody getting hypnotized and like clucking like a chicken.
Yeah, they did that on Gilligan's Island too. He got hypnotized by Professor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the professor.
Yeah.
Wow. There's always quicksand.
I wish we could go back to the Jeopardy show and there was a category on 70s sitcoms because I would
crush that.
We would really be in the running.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops. Timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/90210.
Back to 90210. Ray's Hotel.
Where was the front of that taken, though?
Did we ever see the front? I just remember the weird hallway.
I don't know.
We see the front of something with red flashing lights, which made me, it was the only time I was like, wait, did we go to Portland? Like, how would they get this?
It was maybe you did.
Or maybe they just shot the outside of it.
I was there, though.
Were you? You were in the outside scene you're talking about?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It was a shot in red. It said the name of the hotel.
It's kind of blurry, but I sort of remember it now.
A little bit. So I guess they just picked some random place downtown.
But here's my concern.
Yeah.
I was told never stay at a hotel or motel when there's a red light flashing.
Because it means...
Why? It'll give you a seizure? No. Why?
Well, maybe if you're lucky.
Is it where ladies of the evening go?
That's the rumor.
They rent by the hour at those kind of places?
The Red Light Hotel. You know that song.
Sing
it. Roxanne.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That was good, right?
Really
beyond.
Good
best I've ever heard you do, actually.
he says, you don't have to turn on the red light. Roxanne. Yeah. That's just for you. Sorry, everybody.
I just saw
else.
Sting weirdly. So I literally just saw him. Not like, we're not friends. Like, I saw him in concert with the symphony.
Oh,
it was pretty
goodness.
Legit. He that was our Valentine's
Day. Wow, that's cool.
Wait, side note, my daughter, Luca, she works for Amfar and she's on the events team and she makes the big gala events that they throw. And they just did one in Palm Beach and Sting was, I said, babe, because they always have some amazing, last time it was Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I said, babe, who's performing? And she said, Sting. I don't know who that is. I was like, oh my God. I said, you better go find out who he is right now.
Babies.
And then she sent me a video. She's like, you're right, Mom. He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Isn't that funny? So scary. He looks good too.
So anyway, this scene, Ray's hotel, is where Ray is screaming at Donna once again.
Once again. Wait, okay, sorry, you guys. Maybe
you skipped ahead for sure.
I wanted to get to the meat of it.
You can. We can skip ahead.
Okay, sorry. I was like, wait, what?
Donna and Ray are making out. Sorry, before he fights with her, they're making out. And David knock, knock, knocks on the door. That sucks for Ray.
That was rough.
Wait, is this when Donna has absolutely no makeup on?
I loved it.
Noticed that. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Plot twist. I loved it.
You look so pretty without makeup, right? Hello.
You know how I feel. I usually feel very embarrassed without makeup and I don't like how I look. I was so happy.
You look fresh-faced.
Fresh. Like you like me. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ray is super annoyed. And he leaves.
Very annoyed and overly annoyed.
Storms out. It's like, okay, welcome to this episode. You're going to be annoyed all episode. Yeah. It's like, have levels.
Really put him in a bad mood while he had to go to work.
Yeah.
And he just leaves Donna and David there.
Stomp, stomp.
To snuggle, basically, on the bed. Did you see the way David sits down on the bed and he's like looking at something and Donna just cozies right up to him, like they're all real good friends,
just
I guess.
Like best friends do, you know.
Okay.
First loves, you know. It's just.
But they're on the hunt. They're going to go find Mama Silver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is a tall order in Portland. Like, it's not a small town.
And it's a town full of people living on the streets. So even back then,
it was flyers worked, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then they're out on the street looking for her, and David finds out that his mother was arrested for disorderly conduct.
That's like at a no-tell motel?
Yeah, that seemed like a red light motel that she was at.
It's just getting seedier and seedier. She doesn't have a job. She's been kicked out of where she lives, and now she's been arrested for disorderly conduct. So this is not looking good.
No, she's not well.
That's when Donna and David decide it's time to call Mel.
Yeah. Smart. That was smart.
Well, it was Donna's idea, duh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the cop won't look for her until he is, the cop won't look for her until she's been reported missing for 48 hours. And David says she has been, but they just reported her missing.
Right.
Uh-huh. He says, go check the shelters.
Oh, yeah.
Mission that was shelter. Rough,
too. Oregon. They go to the shelter. Mm-hmm.
This looks so real. Was this not a real shelter, you're saying, in Portland?
I'm not saying it wasn't a real shelter. I don't remember filming in Oregon. Is there a way to look this up?
Yeah. We can definitely find this.
Did I film in Oregon in 1995?
We can totally find out.
She's like, yes, story. You were there for season 5, episode whatever the heck we are on.
I wish. Like,
do you want to talk about your time in the mission shelter in Oregon?
I can't remember it. You know, I remember a lot. I don't remember that one standing out.
It was sad. I mean, imagine putting yourself in David's position and walking through there looking for his mom. Oof.
Seems that you maybe did go to Portland.
What?
They lied. The Candlelight Cafe and Bar, Portland, Oregon.
Was I there?
That seems like where Brandon and Emily went.
I am telling you, I didn't go.
They were in San Francisco. Sorry. A little further north.
I'm remembering the little hotel room right now where he pushed me all around, and that was filmed on a set. Wait.
Okay, well, maybe.
Oh, I'm so bummed. Who can we ask?
Well, there's this whole website, 90210 locations.
Maybe they sent a crew to film the exteriors.
And it says all these Oregon locations. Legacy Good Samaritan Hospital. I mean, seems like maybe you went to Oregon.
The whole time you're hanging out with David on the streets and in the shelter, I'm thinking, oh my God, Ray is going to get so mad.
You knew it was coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it.
You just didn't show up at his gig. Who does that?
Ugh. Well, there was like an emergency and Ray just couldn't take it.
Well, I guess like she didn't have a cell phone. She couldn't call him.
He was like on a payphone. It was a mess. But he was just way too mad.
Too much. Like the director should have said, come on, fine levels. Like it's too hot. Like the whole time, especially coming from other episodes where he has not been like this.
We've seen glimmers of it.
Why are you saying this? Because you're worried that the audience will not like him?
Fine. Yeah.
Oh my God. Until the very last moment. Look at you.
I didn't even know until you said it. And then I had to check and I was like,
they don't know what they're doing with him.
I think they might know now.
They just keep screwing up.
They just make him likable, then terrible, then likable, then terrible. It's like, I stand strong on, they should have made him likable.
Honestly, he's so much better at being terrible, though.
I don't know.
I'm afraid of him. His muscles look big, and Donna's so little and frail. It's making me nervous. But anyway.
His muscles look big? Where do you see big muscles? He's a musician,
big in comparison to your muscles.
Oh well, anything's bigger than my little stringy muscles in this episode.
Anyways, so that's happening, and we're gonna go back to Dylan's house where they're discussing what tattoo she should get, and then they start making out. But
I know. We don't care.
Looks cute in that bed. All I could see was tousled Luke Perry in that bed, shirtless. He looked fine.
He did look good.
And I was like, once again, I like them together. She's a lucky bitch because she's in bed with him. And, you know, felt very, very strongly about it. Back to Portland.
Okay. Yep. Here we go.
Ray's hotel. Now. This is it. This is it, kids.
Yeah.
This is where Ray starts screaming at Donna. When she tries to leave, he pushes her back on the bed and says she is not going anywhere until he says she can. But then she runs out to David's room.
Yeah,
thank God David's right across the hall.
Good thing too.
Yeah,
and then she just ran into the bathroom and started crying. Didn't even tell him what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to tell David that. Ugh. I mean, look at her now. She doesn't even want to say it now. Tori doesn't even want him to talk loudly.
It's so bad.
Ray's a good guy. I'm going to stick with that. He was having some anger issue.
He's not a good guy.
Oh, my God.
I guess not.
No, he's a mess.
And of course, he feels bad for getting physical and gives.
They always do.
David his car keys, so he looks right like a back. Nice guy. And then Donna comes back. Yep.
I think you went to Oregon.
Okay. This is
pretty sure.
We have got to solve this mystery immediately.
I mean, it just look, all signs point to this was filmed in Oregon.
Larry Mullen has confirmed
that you did not
go to Portland.
They just shot exteriors in Portland.
Correct.
Oh. Wait, now you have Larry Mullen on speed dial?
I didn't say speed dial.
Got it. So they shot exteriors or took stock footage of exteriors.
Yeah, something. I knew, you guys, I would have known if I went to Portland because I wanted to go to Portland my whole life and I never went there.
You've still not gone.
You would have had to fly there.
I've been there now. My brother lives there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you fly there now?
Drive. We've driven.
You've driven to Portland. You didn't fly. Okay. A pretty quick flight. I mean, just saying.
I know. We have not been there since I was pregnant with Beau, which is almost, oh my God, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his family comes here a lot. And we drove. I don't know why we drove. It was the 14-hour
drive.
Road
trip, yeah.
Probably because you had four kids and that's a lot to take on
a plane. It was a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a good idea, but I was like,
well, and you were pregnant. Let's maybe fly. You fly. Yeah. Pregnant.
It's a beautiful drive. Oh my God.
It was. Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Penfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mel arrives at the Portland airport and David is there to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where Mel confesses to him that his mom is actually manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's now called bipolar disorder.
Here's my flag on Mel. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mel paints himself sort of as the hero which I understand, but we also know Mel to like have been cheating with the dental hygienist, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so Mel really, I mean, look, I had compassion for Mel, of course, but also he sort of really like made it seem like he was the hero. But so here's my question though, and forgive my not strong memory. This is the first we've really learned that David's mom had a mental health issue.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, we just knew never even heard of her. She wasn't around, right? She bailed.
Yep. Yeah. So we find out that she's been on medication since David was a kid.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big bomb to drop on him right there in the Portland airport.
Did they say lithium?
Lithium. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a strong one. How old is David? Like, how old are they now? 19? 20?
No, they're 20. Almost 20? 21. We're going to start having 21 birthdays soon.
Ooh, okay, cool. I think that's odd not to tell your kid for that long. Like, that's a miss.
Yeah, or like just well,
especially since
mom
it's genetic.
Right.
Right. Like, that's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. I was like, oh, well, if I was David, I would start spiraling and thinking, do
well, and
I
we get
have
the big,
it?
Yeah,
we get the big revelation, like, don't do drugs. Well, this would have been helpful probably to tell David before he started doing drugs.
Because he's predisposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
To addiction.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mel didn't even bring it up when he was doing drugs. Just saying.
Oh, well, once again, showing us Mel's a piece of shit. But we still like him.
It's not like she has addiction problems. She has
no,
mental
but
illness.
If you're correct, but if you're predisposed to mental illness, and I'm going to say this, although I have no medical expertise whatsoever, it's just basically what I kind of know. You can be predisposed to a condition, and if you start doing drugs, it messes with the chemical makeup, and it can trigger the mental illness.
Mm.
Don't do drugs. It's a good idea that
it is. That's not good.
Just say.
Okay.
Or cook eggs in a frying pan because it could look like your brain. Oh,
remember that?
Remember that?
That was really, yes.
This is your brain.
That was big.
This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah, that was big at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't ever do drugs or eat eggs. Thank you. Perfect. So
back to Malibu for a little hypnotherapy. Dylan goes under and sees himself running on the train tracks. And that is enough to scare the heck out of him and send him away from hypnotherapy, at least for now.
Yeah, for now.
Where running is he on going? The, wait, like, sorry. What? Running on the train track, was that supposed to be?
Why did that scare him so bad?
Because remember that last time he had a dream on the train tracks where his sister was kneeling and she's like, help me.
He's redressing or something, having like,
Yeah. Train tracks really get a bad rap. People always dream about bad
they
things.
Do.
And then it comes in the form of the train tracks.
Mm. Well, it's true because you can die if you are on them.
If you run on them on a foggy, dark night.
Mm-hmm. And there's always every horror movie, they're like trapped on the subway on the tracks, you know.
Wait, what was who's a dastardly dude? What he used to tire to the train tracks. Do you remember this, you guys? The bad guy
awful.
In the cartoon
tied the lady to the train.
She's like, tied, and he'd have to come get her out. What cartoon was
Snidely
this?
Whiplash? How about that one?
That was
Snidely in the sidecar.
Dudley Do-Right.
Do that.
Oh, you guys.
That was in the quicksand era, I think.
Yeah, yes. It's like, ooh, I'm running. I can't get out. Okay, go on.
So good. You know what train track scene I remember is from Footloose?
Oh.
So that's a good one.
When they're like,
when they're dancing
when they're
in the
truck.
Warehouse.
Oh, in the warehouse, yeah. Because there's also like a truck and they're playing chicken.
Oh, it's that's
like,
the tractor scene. Yeah. That's different. That's different.
I just think of train tracks in Speed. Remember, they think they're good and then they get off the bus and then the bad guy gets her
at the end?
Onto the subway and the track's not finished. And they have to like...
Oh, the old track's not finished.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
The freeway is not finished. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
So, anyway,
it's right around this time,
he's frightened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's frightened, yes. So Then we go back to Portland. And Mel and David find Mom Sheila on the street.
Yeah, someone called Ray. They must have had his number.
And David starts crying, and she suddenly remembers him.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
It was a sad scene.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a good episode in a weird way.
Definitely a good episode for David.
Brian was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, minus the little hair stuff here. But
yeah.
Minus still, the occasional.
You were good, Tori. And like, so was Jamie Walters, even though he sucks.
Yes.
Like, he was good at doing what he
definitely
had to do.
Yeah, you're right. The three of us were good.
Yeah. You held it up. Nobody needs the rest of that stupid cast.
Fine. I wish not to do it again, but fine, it worked.
You guys are right. I think that that scene when he sees his mom on the streets, it really stirred up something in me. And I was thinking, wow, I think that's what I would look like if I was on the streets. Like, I felt like that's the same look I would have. Just like checked out.
Well, let's hope we never have to find out.
Yeah.
If so, we'll know to check the Portland streets.
Or take
not
a picture,
the Red Tail Motel.
It's a
but.
Heavy storyline. It's really heavy. Mm-hmm.
It really
just
is.
A lot.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, but that's fine. It's so, we had no lead up to that. Just suddenly this is happening.
It's not soapy. It's not campy. It's not drama. OG 90210. It's just, whoa.
Real straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah.
They take his mom to the hospital, and then he finds out that she's going to live in a halfway house. And then he has that bonding moment with her in the hospital room.
Good thing.
And that's kind of like a nice closure to that storyline pretty much, right?
For now.
Okay. Back at Ray's hotel room, Ray tells Donna that he's under pressure and that behavior wasn't really him.
And she said,
who believes him?
Right.
You did. Donna did.
Donna did.
I'm still believing it right now. What do you mean?
I don't believe it for a second. How about you, Amy?
No.
He's
like in the opening credits of season 6. I like,
he's got
to check. It's so weird.
Yeah. He needs to get out of our opening credits. Sorry, Ray. No offense, but we can't be seen with you.
He's not in them yet, but he's going to be in them.
Oh, it's like, no, he's not. Wait a second.
In them because we're in season 5, but he's in the opening credits in season 6. And it's like,
he's still in the show in season 6.
Correct.
I thought the same, but he is. They try to redeem him. I don't know.
They didn't know this would happen.
Bad. Like, who's going to like that guy?
We had no idea.
Nobody likes this guy.
Yes, yes. Well,
they ruined his whole career.
Yeah. He's going to flare up again. I have a feeling.
The stairs, dude.
It's going to be by a stairwell. Back at Dylan's house for our last scene of the episode, Valerie freaks Dylan out with a fake tattoo with his name on it on her boob. And then she shows him her real tattoo of a very sweet little daisy.
Silly.
Which we both think that's her real tattoo. We don't have any confirmation on that, but allegedly that's her tattoo. Dylan sits outside looking upset. Valerie tells them to enjoy life because they're only here for a short time. And she should know. She's dealt with some things.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he thinks that maybe we're not just here for a short time.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like he's starting to believe in reincarnation.
Yes.
And that just left me feeling like empty inside. That was not a good end of an episode.
It's not an end. That's not an end. That's not a reason to get you to come back next week.
No. He says, he stands there and he says, I'm just starting to think maybe it's not for a short time. Roll credits. What?
Well, then why did they end the episode like this? Like, give me a reason to come back next Wednesday at 8:00.
Well, Ray's sorry. I mean, is that enough?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Valerie got a tattoo. Is that enough?
Nope.
Hmm.
Dylan believes in reincarnation. Cool. Nope.
David found his mama.
That's great, but they didn't end it on that. Like, end it like you mean it.
Yeah, there's nothing there that makes me want to come back. You're so right.
But I will.
But yeah. I will. But, yeah, because you know why? It's our job.
It's not the best episode.
It's quite literally our job. We must come back next week.
It's not the best.
It's not the best. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst, but it's not the best.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I really enjoyed, like I said before, your long trench coat moment. You looked really cute in that. And you had a lot of jeans on in this episode also.
Which I thought was cold in Portland.
Yes. But I also thought, when you know when you're with your boyfriend, you start to dress like him.
Yes.
So Ray always wears jeans. So
he's cute, Jamie Walters. Yeah.
Donna is totally starting to dress like Ray.
Jamie Walters is cute. He's always handsome, but he just sucks. Ray sucks.
Yeah. Well, That's it, people.
Score?
Oh, wait. Let me guess what Amy's going to give it, and I'm going to guess what you're going to give it. I guess that Amy is going to give this episode. She says she didn't like it, but Amy always scores high. I say she's going to go with a 6 or a 7.
I think she's got... You nailed it. 6.5.
Right between. Really? I thought for sure you were going to give it an 8.
No, something about it, I just did not love it.
Wait, what do you think? I think you're going to give it... 5
right here.
No, I think you're gonna give it a 7.
You got a 7. Okay.
I gave it a 7.
Yeah.
I was really excited about my hair and lack of no makeup still look cute.
You had a good performance too.
For that very reason, I'm gonna give it a 7 too.
Fair.
Oh, I'm the lowest. This is first time ever. Oh my
this is the first time
Mark
ever.
It down, people.
What?
Write it
Take
down.
It to the comments. Tell her you're not happy with her. She loves that.
How dare you give it a 6.5, Amy?
Amy, why? You're ruining OMG.
I know. Maybe I need to rewatch it again. I didn't dislike it when I was watching it. I just was like,
Well, hopefully next week it'll be exciting. It'll be more exciting. Next episode of season 5, episode 27, Squash It.
Squash.
So either they're going to go gardening and pick some squash, or there's isn't there like that tennis game called Squash?
Squash.
Like,
Wait. Sorry, I can't find this on my notes. It's really called Squash It. We had an episode called Squash It.
Squash It.
Oh, it's like whack-a-mole at Dave and Buster's. What are you talking about?
Somebody's going to be squashing it.
Okay.
Or maybe it's a rumor.
A rumor? Oh.
Somebody has to squash the rumor. That's a good one.
Oh, I just refreshed my memory.
Oh, because you cheated and looked ahead.
I cheated. You know what's weird? It's like we only have a few episodes left.
And Ray squashed Donna again? Like a little fly.
We barely have any episodes left with Andrea and the Walshes. They're like wrapping up their time too. Mr. and Mrs. Walsh. I mean, everybody shows up again, but like not as regulars.
Oh my God. This is it. This is it.
Weird.
And that's all we got for you guys.
Bye, guys.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.